Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, friends. This is Lynette. Thanks for joining us today for this devotional, Run to Grace. Yesterday, Deb reminded us that the Lord wanted Hagar to know that He had a plan for her messy life and was giving her a glimpse of a hopeful future that could carry her through. Yet because of the distress that she felt in light of where she had come from, she struggled to step forward towards where she was going, towards where God was leading. When asked, "Where do you come from? Do you cringe or lower your gaze? Do you feel scrutinized for having a child out of wedlock? Has your own painful past warped your view of parenting? Have you made a decision that you regret and can't take back? Do you feel so paralyzed with shame that it sometimes feels hard to breathe? Does your past make it seem almost impossible to embrace your future? Your Abba, your Heavenly Father, has a different message for you, a message of hope and grace. Your past is not your identity. Your past may impact your future, but it does not define you. Romans 8, 1 and 2 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death." Your past, whether self-inflicted or done to you, does not have to label you or determine where you are going. At the same time, you don't have to hide it. Sometimes just naming your past opens the door to the freedom that your heart is longing for. When we hide the truth, it has power over us. Bringing the truth into the light amongst others who long to cheer us on brings about freedom. And oh, just imagine the hope that it can bring to others who are struggling. Here is what your Abba says about you. You are loved. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love. He will exult over you with loud singing." He says, "You are forgiven." In Colossians 1:13 and 14, it says, "For He has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins." Your Father says, "You are free." Romans 8:32 and 33 says, "Since He did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Who dares accuse those who God has chosen for His own? No one, for God Himself has given us right standing with Himself." And then your Father says, "You have hope." In Romans 5:5, it says, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." One of my favorite worship songs is called "Run to the Father." If you have carried your burdens, your past, far too long, if you struggle with shame and are just tired of hiding, this song by Cody Carnes will likely minister to your soul. Run to grace. Your Father awaits. Thanks for joining us.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.